Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
It's Wednesday. It's almost time for our Rock Wars, and we're very excited. We've got a Rock Wars sponsor. Look at that. My boy Travis at Moon Valley Plumbing. Yeah, he is the sponsor of Rock Wars. We'll mention that several times. We've been using Travis forever around here. Travis, those guys at Moon Valley, have you ever?
Many times, actually.
Travis has saved my bacon several times.
And they've cleared my pipes numerous
times. That's right. And also done some plumbing. Moon Valley Plumbing, because everyone needs a good plumber, and you're not topping them. They're great. Moon Valley's awesome. Travis is the man. And I just they've found things in my house that my water thing exploded.
The water heater.
Hot water heater. Oh, my God.
Words.
Words are hard, especially when you don't want to remember it. Just remember.
First time he came over to my place, it was on 14th Place in Maryland. It was jammed up, and they went down there, and what was jamming it?
Oh, no.
It, you know, that house was built in the 40s.
No,
it was it was a special ladies' napkin from the 40s.
Oh.
Been down there for a while.
So it was an old wool sock?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, oh God.
With
feminine hygiene.
With roots.
Feminine hygiene of the Roosevelt era. With roots. Anywho.
Those weren't roots. Those were legs.
No. Yeah, it was actually growing out. Yeah.
That was how they used to do abortions back then.
And it took. Anyway, Moon Valley Plumbing, they'll clear your pipes. Everyone needs a good plumber. They're great people. Good guys. So the chair won last week. They've got the access to the topic this week. It's Halloween week. We found out Kirby's feet are the biggest feet in the world. We didn't know that. Brady still checks his phone every time we mention it, just in case Ronnie's still listening. He's going to get in trouble for sure for revealing that. Chair, what is today's topic?
Okay, so today, in light of monstrous news, and it being Halloween, you know, Brady does like to spend time with his daughter, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she is becoming a bigger individual, we shall say.
Her feet.
But in some parts, yes.
She's growing.
Her feet are massive.
And to spend time with his, well, not so little girl anymore, on Halloween, she does need to make sure her feet keep growing. She needs intake. She needs sustenance. She needs food. So he's got to take her feeding out into the forest
to feed
and help her hunt for food make sure she can have healthy huge feet to get her running after prey.
It's Bigfoot's hunting gather. Music.
Yes,
okay.
We need Brady's hunting music for her daughter.
You know what she said to me? She said goony goo goo.
Gus, your wife's a Bigfoot.
Gus, your wife's a Bigfoot. Bitch shaved down, became a Bigfoot. She put her head in the water, came up with the fish, and she said, goony goo goo.
Hunting music. All right.
Yeah. Bigfoot's hunting music.
I also had a good idea about the money at the end.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you're coming up with new ways to win.
Oh, no. Well, no. This is win. Well, technically, yes. This is win-win for me and Brad.
Oh, boy.
So. We just pool in our 14%. So if me and Brett lose, we just give you our 14% from our check. If we win, you get
your 14%.
So then we get your 14%.
I like that idea.
Wow.
Yeah. I like that idea.
That's not bad.
One check, 14%.
Like yeah, but.
Loser gives up their 14% to the other guys.
Yep.
For that entire quarter?
No, just for the one check.
One check.
One check.
I like that. That's pretty good. Brady.
I mean, we're being really nice about this.
It's the holidays. It'll be right around Christmas.
It's the season
I'll
of
bet
giving,
you,
Brady.
15-1, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. That's maybe a little motivation to
okay,
win.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm not. That's
right.
Crazy.
Look, Brady,
we're hoping you lose.
Right.
You guys have put a target on my ass.
Brady needs some new shoes for someone.
All right. Well, every 2 weeks. I have to figure out what my 14% is. I have to call an accountant. It's a large number.
Oh, and you got that on the line. And when coming back, you'll get a $25 to Applebee's.
No, that's the only bad thing is that their 14% actually hurts.
Exactly. Win-win.
You'll get a $25 gift card to Porta Subs for me.
Then again.
wait, $25?
Yeah. What kind of money are you making?
I'm getting this out of the till here.
How do you make more than me?
Oh, you're stealing from the prizes.
Damn right.
So you guys would give up another 14% of that check. So you guys are
basically
killed on that particular Christmas check because this ends the week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's tempting to try to destroy poor
people. The guy who does metal music is like concerned about Christmas.
I don't like doing that.
Why not? It breaks people. It's been a goal of mine for a long time, put people in zeros.
Yeah, look how depressed Jeremy looks.
Yeah, no, look at him. Occasionally I keep him alive with 100, and then I can tell when he's out. Man, that's tempting. All right, we'll consider that. 14%
we'll
pay
cuts.
We'll
noodle it.
But for the time being, we need a song.
Yeah, okay, I got
for
you.
The hunting party of Bigfoot. I mean...
Kirby.
All right.
Kirby and the Hendersons out there getting food with Papa. All right. A song that you can help out with. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text 97936. Go to Facebook or call us 585-9800. A song for hunting. Brady and his daughter out hunting for meat. And, of course, skins to make more moccasins. They're going to need a lot. And Rock War's coming up next. I don't know.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy. We call this Rock Wars with our special Rock Wars correspondent, Marcus Meng from Into the Pit. Sunday nights, 9 to midnight, the Devil's Playground opens up here, and Marcus hosts.
The slide's closed, though.
And you know what?
Killed a few people.
Yeah. You got to kill for it. The fun part about it is that it just seems so fitting for this time that show is where I would turn to calm down.
And I don't have a specialty show for Halloween because there's no point. But I try to feel like that my show gets everyone's anger out before the start of the work week on Sunday nights.
It seems redundant to have a Halloween show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Every week's a Halloween show. Moon Valley Plumbing brings you Rock Wars because everyone needs a good plumber. Check them out. Moon Valley Plumbing. Look them up online. Google that. And if you have plumbing needs, they're the ones to get it because Travis and the boys are awesome. And ladies, but mostly the boys. Girl plumber. I don't think I've ever had a girl plumber.
I haven't. No.
Never called a plumber and had a girl show up. Oh, no, wait. I didn't answer the door that time. Never mind. I forgot. I was like, this is a mistake.
Woman with a tool belt?
This is going to be a mess. I've already got one of those. Bring me a plumber. Anyway, all right, Chair. This week's topic you guys chose was on the news of Brady telling a room full of assholes his daughter has 10.5 size men's shoes. We cannot let that go. That was supposed. I don't know if you were just supposed to make the float by in passing, but not in this room. It can't happen. So a song you've chosen for Kirby's hunting time because clearly Bigfoot and Daddy are going to have to
hunting
go out and eat.
Time with Daddy.
Hunting time with Daddy and Bigfoot, and we need a theme song for when they go out to kill. Who would you like to go first?
Well, unfortunately, I think I gave you a really good idea, and I need to learn to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
So let's go with your pick first.
John. Me? Well, yes. I changed it at the last second because I don't like to steal your ideas. It was a good idea. Billy D. Williams has an album.
Yeah.
And it would have been great to do Let's Misbehave by Billy D. Williams off the album, but it doesn't really fit for the hunting thing. I need some energy. I was going to go with Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Tiny Tim, because you got to teach her to be... But somebody suggested,
light on her feet.
Got to be light on those giant feet.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. Big feet are not going to tiptoe very well. She'll be 17 feet tall if she's on her tiptoes. And then somebody suggested Kill the Wabbit by Elmer Fudd. And that was a tough one for me to pass up. But I just think we just need motivation. I'm going more for the idea of just, you know, monster v. monster. And I'm going with Godzilla.
I thought you wanted energy.
Man, this sounds like three songs at once, by the way. There it is. I think Billy D was underneath that for a second. Yeah, there you go. Little juice for Kirby, and Brady can sing along. It's a father-daughter, Father Bigfoot thing. He has to know the words, too.
Very true.
Gojira. All right, go right ahead. I assume Brady.
Yeah, Brady's. Go ahead.
Well, I obviously have to go with the ultimate rock hunter.
Yeah.
Uncle Ted.
That's say that slowly.
Ultimate rock hunter. And her name is Nicole Slap.
Uncle Ted Nugent, because right now any song he's writing, it's about hunting in the last couple of years.
True enough.
So he has
went with his new stuff?
I went with one out of 2018. I just want to go hunting.
Okay.
He's going familiarity.
No, he never listened to the song before right now.
This is the first time we're all hearing it.
It doesn't matter because this is going to be our hunting music from now on. She's got to get used to Uncle Ted.
This is the first time Ted's hearing it.
I was going to say, Ted wrote it. Ted's calling right now saying, they finished that? I was joking.
Load up the dogs and the family.
Well, Emily, there you go.
It sounds like a sitcom. Yeah, like intro song.
It's Kirby and the Hendersons, the TV show.
Coco, Kiva.
Load up the dogs and the family. It's hunting with Brady and Kirby.
Wait, is the family all going in one car, or is there going to be two for...
Second car
Beat. Can you imagine? She just drives with her feet like Fred.
The feet hanging out the back of the SUV on a trailer.
Daddy, every time I try to push the gas, the brake goes down with it.
Your feet are covering all the pedals. We got Hang 10 bumper stickers all over the place.
Hang 20.
Hang 10 pounds of feet. Because I got that, baby. All right, chair go. This is going to be disturbing.
No, it's not actually.
It won't be that bad, because as much as I wanted to go with Cannibal Corpse Hatchet to the Head.
Why? Oh, for hunting.
Yeah, for hunting.
I just thought devil stuff.
Of course you did. We need a theme. We need a fast-paced theme. So, again, Brady will know the words. He can understand all of them clearly.
Okay.
And it will amp up Kirby and her big roadrunner feet to go chase down some squirrels.
Here we go.
And get into some chopping. And this theme song is
Eat Squirrel.
Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Yes! Oh, my God. These are one of those moments where we don't have a vote. That's brilliant. I acquiesce. John Gordon. I mean, it's not even fair. It is not even fair.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic work,
and
Chair.
And that 14% bet is off.
Yeah, fantastic. They deserve their money. That's glorious. Well played. I'm sitting there dancing around Tiny Tim, and this is dangling out there. Who knew? Excellent work, Chair. All right, that's a straight-out flat winner.
Yeah.
I don't like the song at all. But, John, this is not even close. Ted Nugent's new
jumping.
Stuff versus are you crazy? Nugent's hot new pop dance mix with Ariana Grande. Are you crazy?
Yeah. My favorite is...
You're welcome, Ted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Of all people, Jeremy's calling out pandering.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, hypocrite.
It's not pandering. We're all on board. You just don't like the song.
No, he doesn't like that. It came from the chair. Too.
That's right. That's what he doesn't like.
If you picked it, he would have loved it.
It's an excellent point. It does change when I pick it, though. Somehow it's better. But that was excellent. I'm just going to clap and say, bring your daughter to the slaughter. Fantastic. I'm just Googling big feet songs. And I missed the whole daughter angle. Excellent work. All right, we'll play that after the break. We got to hear from that. Fill the ballot again here.
Wait, there's voting going on?
Something about that's happening. Evidently, the election started in April. We'll get that. We'll come back with bring your daughter to the slaughter next. Nice job, Chair. That's a clear-cut win. I don't know.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.